Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to Genesis chapter 48, verse 21, where we left off last time. Genesis chapter 48, verse 21. Just before we begin, I want to invite everyone under the sound of our voice to come to our sweet little homemade Christmas program called Messiah in the Manger. It will be Sunday, December 22 at 5 p.m. at my new place in SunTree. My new place, Sherry's Place, is adjacent to the produce place. We are one, 2565 Sellers Lane in SunTree. Sunday, December 22, 5 p.m. Beautiful costumes, beautiful hearts, beautiful word, and beautiful baby Jesus. And now, Genesis chapter 48, verse 21. The title of this teaching tonight is Prophecy of the 12 Tribes of Israel at These End Times. Now, we left off last week with Jacob, whose name has been changed by God to Israel, blessing Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. He blessed Ephraim the younger first, and Ephraim, we know, became Great Britain. And he blessed Manasseh last, and Manasseh became a great nation, the United States of America. The reason Israel blessed the younger one first is because the womb has to come before the baby. So Great Britain was founded first, but Manasseh broke off, crossed over the Atlantic Ocean, and founded a great nation, these United States of America. Let's begin.
21, and Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of our fathers. 22, moreover, I have given unto thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow.
He says, Jacob, it's time for, Joseph, it's time for me to go home, but I'm giving you the greater inheritance. And that was because Joseph was a type of Jesus. Joseph actually saved the house of Israel, through whom Messiah Jesus came. So Jesus, of course, as Joseph, would always get the first fruits.
Chapter 49, verse 1.
And now we come to the prophecy of the 12 tribes of Israel at these end times. Now, I want you to find yourself. When God said, do not mix the seed, he was talking about the beautiful races. God loves all the races. They are very beautiful, but he wanted to stay beautiful and pure. But he did not mean that you could not mix the tribes. All 12 tribes are one seed, the seed of Israel. So as you try to find yourself through this lesson, you might find yourself in two or three tribes. Let's begin. This is your chance. Everybody says, I want to find myself. Let's find you.
All right.
And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
I'm going to prophesy how all of your descendants will be, all 12 of your tribes at the end. We are at the end time.
Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father.
Jacob means the natural seed, so of course he was the father of the natural 12 patriarchs. Israel is the 12 tribes, and whosoever will may come. Now we're going to go with the firstborn.
Verse 3, Reuben, Thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power.
A characteristic of Reuben is they're very dignified.
Verse 4, unstable as water.
Uh-oh, they're not steady. They're good people. Reuben was a very good person, but they go hither, thither, and yon. What do you think about this in the Bible? You teach me. You teach me. Hither, thither, and yon. Always running about. And you're going to find that Jacob says, Israel says, you will not excel.
Thou shalt not excel.
Because we're told to be steady. We're to be rooted and grounded in God's word, not this one's word and that one's word. And we're to be instant, in season, out of season. Reuben, good people, remember he even rescued Joseph the first time from his brothers. Good people, love God. The Reuben characteristic is you never quite reach where you could be because you're not steady. You just keep on going hither, thither, and yon. You're not rooted and grounded.
Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch.
Jacob had a hard time forgiving Reuben. He did, of course. Reuben had an incestuous affair with Jacob's concubine, secondary wife, Bilhah.
Verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Now we have two at the same time. These are blood brothers. Reuben is the elder, Simeon is next, and Levi is the next.
Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. Verse 6. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor be thou not united. For in their anger they slew a man.
They didn't slew just one man, they slew many men. You remember that Simeon and Levi's precious sister Dinah had been raped by a heathen leader there, Shechem. So to get even with them, Simeon and Levi took their sword and went and killed every one of those men as they were being circumcised. Now that sounds bad, but Simeon and Levi protected their sister and rescued their sister. Simeon and Levi will rescue the family of God from the pits of hell and pull you out of the fire.
Amen.
And in their self-will, they dig down a wall.
Dig down a wall. The reason Jacob was upset about this, Israel, was because the wall of protection was not around Jacob. Now he was afraid the residue of Shechem would come and kill him.
Verse 7. Cursed be their anger, for it was furious, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I would divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel.
Now, while Israel, Jacob, had a little bit of a problem with that, God was not mad at Simeon and Levi. They actually did the right thing. See, we're supposed to rescue each other. Now, Simeon is one of the lost tribes of Israel, quote unquote. They're not lost. People just don't know who they are. And you hear the word Simmons many times in the United States of America. Simeon is a type that will come alongside and help. He's not showy. He's not really a great leader, but he's just there to help fight. And he did get an inheritance in Joshua chapter 19, verse 1. You'll see that Simeon got an inheritance. But what about Levi? Levi also got an inheritance. That's recorded in Exodus 32. Levi is the priesthood. He is of Aaron and Moses. They were the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi are the ones who declare God's word. They are the priests, the preachers, the teachers, and they also have the anointing for sacred music. David had Levitical singers. So you can see that God didn't hold them against them, because did you know that even the Lord Jesus, through Mary's mother, came through the tribe of Levi. Of course, through Mary's father, he was the tribe of Judah. So Levi is the priesthood, and Simeon is there, steady, but will help Levi. Got it?
Yep.
Yeah. Verse 8, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise.
Judah's name means praise. Now, Judah is the king lion, king.
Thine hand shall be on the neck of thine enemies.
He gets things done. He's the king, so he takes control.
Thy father's children shall bow down before thee.
Because he's the king.
Verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp.
Jesus is of the tribe of Judah, a lion. The lion is the king of the jungle.
From the prey, my son, thou art gone up.
Oh my goodness. In other words, you say you're going to come to the prey, but you're going to go up. Jesus, on Mary's father's side, he like came through the tribe of Judah. Jesus is king, but he was led to the prey and was crucified, but he went up. He resurrected.
He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion.
An old lion is a mistranslation. It means the mother lion. You mess with a mother lion's whelps and you're going to get in trouble. Oh, yeah. God says, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm.
Who shall rouse him up?
Who shall raise him up? Not Judah, but Jesus of the king lion. God raised Jesus from the dead.
Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be.
God promised King David, who was of the tribe of Judah, that there would always be someone to sit on the throne of David, that is Judah. And it looked like it was lost, but it was not. In Ezekiel chapter 21, beginning with verse 27, it says the stone, that's the stone of destiny, which is under every coronation of any king and priest of England, it says it's going to be overturned three times. Overturned, overturned, overturned. So the prophet Isaiah brought that stone and three remaining daughters of the last king of Judah, Zedekiah, to catch up with the 10 tribes who are in what we now call Great Britain. And so the stone was moved, overturned from Jerusalem, and he gave it to Scuta, after which Scotland is named, and Scotland gave it to England, and that stone is there. And every king and queen has been coronated over that. And so right now we have Queen Elizabeth. Now, that was a second move. Some years ago, Scotland stole that stone from England and put it back there. It's been moved three times. Now, the Queen of England and every king and queen of England, they have to be of the tribe of Judah. While we love our brother Judah and many are in the land of Israel, the throne of David is right there. But that stone's been moved three times. You notice he said, till Shiloh come? Ezekiel says, until Shiloh come. Who is Shiloh? Rest. The Sabbath, Lord of Sabbath. In other words, the next time that stone is moved and somebody's crowned kings, it will be he whose right it is to sit upon it, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, we're getting close, are we not? Because Queen Elizabeth is in her 90s.
Yeah. 11, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes.
Now, level one, Judah is always very prosperous. He's the king, and he sets things in order, takes control. But level number three, in Psalm 22, the Lord Jesus, teaching from the cross, looked down at his bloodied body, and he said, I am but a worm. He was thinking of the crimson worm from which red dye is made, and they would dip the garment in the red dye, and it would come out. He said, I look like I've been dipped in red dye. The blood of Jesus from Jesus Christ came through the tribe, king line of Judah.
Verse 12, his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
And when your sins are dipped in the red blood of Jesus, you have a pure white record.
Verse 13, Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships.
Zebulun will be what we call the Dutch people today. You've heard of the Dutch Reformed Church, okay, right here in America? Yes. And they are with a ship. Shipping industry, especially in early America. That was the greatest industry, shipping industry. The characteristics of Zebulun, they're very practical and they have great business acumen. They have great business minds, Zebulun.
And his border shall be into Zidon. 14. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens.
Okay, now here we come to the tribe of Issachar. Issachar likes to sit down and rest between two mountains, Jezreel, which means Yeshua wax fat. Issachar loves to have a good time. I just want to have a good time. I mean, I love Jesus, but I just want to have fun. And Mount Carmel, which means money. So there he is. That's what he does.
15. And he saw that rest was good.
It's just good. He doesn't really like to work. He likes to party, and he likes to have a good time. He's not going to really work for the Lord. Oh, he's going to go to church and sit there, but you're never going to see him win any souls. You're never going to see him give up his life for God. You're never going to see him knock himself out for God. He's going to stay in his comfort zone. The characteristics of Issachar, they're very intuitive, and they are very spiritual-minded.
And the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute.
Issachar does not like to fight. He prefers to buy friends. In other words, he will pay enemies not to fight him. Buy friends. You can't buy friends. And also, you see, in this great nation, United States of America, before our great President Donald Trump came along, before that, the government was paying large sums of money to our enemies just to buy their friendship. This is Issachar.
Verse 16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel.
Dan would be one of the great judges of our land. We have them all over the place, the good judges, the judges that restore law and order, like Attorneys General Bill Barr and Brett Kavanaugh, these good judges, not the bad judges, but the good ones. Judges do not judge whether your eternal salvation is, but they set things in order. They keep law and order. They restore law and order.
17. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward.
The Bible tells us that the tribe of Dan fell into idolatry. Now today, the tribe of Dan would be in the church. They love Jesus and they go to church, but they're going to fall off to the soon coming Antichrist. They will think he's Jesus. The Antichrist is a devil with his Jesus costume on. He is Lucifer, that old serpent, that old adder. That was not a snake in the garden. That's just a metaphor. That's the serpent, the adder. So Dan, as the Antichrist comes, will be in the church, will be one of us of the 12 tribes, but they will fall off to Antichrist because they do not know the word of God.
I have waited for thy salvation.
And when they do that, when they run around Jesus when he comes after the Antichrist, they will say, Jesus, Jesus, we love you. We went to church, we preached, we gave to the poor. And Jesus said, get away from you. I never knew you. You don't have salvation. However, in the great book of Ezekiel, which is written after Revelation, we find that Dan is reinstated. The Zadok will teach and Jesus will teach. There are not two chances, but some people, especially these end times, have never heard the real truth. So Dan does like to fall off to the Antichrist.
Oh, Lord.
By the way, in the book of Revelation, which I'm going to teach pretty soon, when we list 144,000 who will overcome, that would be the 12 tribes of Israel. Dan is not listed in there. But again, in Ezekiel, which is a prophecy after that of the end times, Dan is reinstated.
18. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
Gad is persecuted for righteousness' sake. The devil fights him on every hand. I mean, here and there and everywhere. Anything. The psalmist says, I have run through a troop. I have leaped over a wall. But Gad overcomes. Isn't that beautiful? The overcomer's song is mentioned in Revelation 15. It says those who overcome will sing the song of Moses. That song is found in Deuteronomy 32. When I begin to teach the Revelation, when I get to Revelation 15, I'm going to take a field trip and teach you the song of Moses. The characteristics of Gad is that despite the pain, they cry and wipe their tears, but they get up and they're still happy. In all the mess, they still have the joy of the Lord, for joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And another characteristic of Gad is that they're very confident, not arrogantly, they trust in the Lord. In all the bad, horrible things that come their way to knock them out, they're just trusting in the Lord. And Gad is a servant. Gad knows he's here to serve. Speak, Lord, what would thou have me to do? He does not say, serve me, give to me. In every area of his life, 24 hours a day, what can I do to serve God and to serve people? Gad's pretty good.
Amen. Verse 20, out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties.
Now, these would be the tribes of the Christian nations who have kings and queens, with the exception of Judah, the Queen of England, that's Judah. So that would be the Netherlands, Denmark, Scotland. Remember that our great President Donald Trump's mother came from Scotland, and so that's the king line. That's why God lifted President Trump up. He's a king, and he gets things done. Do you see how it is? Now, this does not include the heathen nations like Saudi Arabia, just the Christian nations, royalty.
Verse 21, Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words.
Naphtali runs after the word of God. In the great book of Judges, chapter 5, you will read about Naphtali. When Deborah, the woman who would speak the word of God, and all the men of Israel would follow her, they would not go to battle except Deborah lead them because she spoke the word of God. When she called Naphtali, Naphtali followed her. Naphtali has better sense than to think when you go to church that you must hear a book about the book. The book is the Bible. And he goes after the word. He's got better sense than to hear one verse and 3 points and some story about Uncle Tom and so forth. He is totally understanding that the word is the voice of God and the word is God. And he gives goodly words because he has the word and seeks the word and runs like it, like a hind's feet. Then he is an encourager.
22. Joseph is a fruitful bough.
Now, here we come to Joseph. Now, remember that his son Ephraim was a fruitful bough and will become a nation, a commonwealth, and that's Great Britain. That's fruitful. Ephraim wasn't better than Manasseh. They were just more of them, fruitful, many of them. Be fruitful and multiply.
Even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall.
Okay, one of the walls from Great Britain is the Atlantic Ocean. So one of Joseph's branches, Manasseh, came over the Atlantic Ocean and founded these great United States of America. That's who the Pilgrims were. That's why we celebrate Thanksgiving. That's our forefathers. That's Joseph's son, Manasseh. So we can also say we're Joseph.
23. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him.
His brothers hated him because his father made him a coat of many colors and because he had the gift of dreams, and they sold him into slavery. It was really hard for Joseph.
24. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
In other words, the same God that his father Jacob served, Yahweh, strengthened Joseph. I mean, he actually became the ruler of Egypt.
From whence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel?
And because Joseph was sold into Egypt, and he saved the house of Israel, Jacob, and all the family in the famine, from that lineage came the great shepherd, the good shepherd, The stone which the builders rejected is become the chief headstone. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Joseph saved that lineage, so Jesus was able to come.
Amen. Verse 25. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven.
There has never been a nation so blessed as Joseph and Manasseh, the United States of America. We are blessed so immeasurably.
Above. Blessings of the deep that lieth under.
We're blessed with blessings from above. God knows how to give us rain and sunshine to grow our crops. And we have all kind of great fish.
Blessings of the breast and of the womb.
The breast implies one of the names of God, El Shaddai, which means the many-breasted God. Now, don't think of God as a woman with all these breasts hanging off. It means ample. God is ample to supply. And look at the ample supply he's given to America. And the womb is supposed to be the safest place in the world. So America is even described in the book of Isaiah as a city without walls. God has always been our wall and protected us, America.
26, the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors.
He says, Joseph, the blessing of me, Jacob, Israel, I am blessed more than my progenitors, Abraham and Isaac. Why is that? Abraham had one son, Isaac, and Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. But Esau's got the 12 patriarchs, and through these will come the Messiah, the Savior of the world, Jesus.
When the utmost bound into the everlasting hills, I shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brothers.
Of course, Joseph was sold into slavery.
27, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil.
Benjamin is a warrior. I don't mean just any kind of a warrior. Benjamin knows that Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over scorpions and serpents, over devils and demons. And so Benjamin stands his ground. And what about the ravenous wolf? While the demons come against Benjamin to eat him up, he eats the demon's lunch. Ha ha, ravenous wolf. He just ravens them. He eats their lunch. Benjamin is the warrior in our church. He takes a stand. He casts out demons and he cleans up atmospheres. It is so good to have a Benjamin on your side.
Amen.
28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. 29. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. Verse 30. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place.
Abraham bought that, remember, in Canaan land to bury his loving wife Sarah.
31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. 32.
Now, that was purchased by Abraham. That sepulcher is still here today. So if you take the first letter of each one of the names of the bodies who were buried there, put them all together, they spell Israel. There was Isaac, I, Sarah, S, Rebecca, R, Abraham, A, well, don't need the E, L, Leah, and then we have two I's, Isaac and Israel, twice for emphasis. Put them all together, they spell Israel. The sepulcher is still there today.
Piece of the field of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. 33. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people.
Now, you say that's so sad. No. Ecclesiastes 12:6-7 says, ere the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. And Paul tells us in Corinthians, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. At that moment, there was no pause, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The manuscripts read, there's not one pause. In other words, he instantly was back reunited with Abraham, Isaac, and Sarah, and all of those, his beloved wife, Rachel. And Jesus proves this in Luke 16. The rich man died and went to paradise, and he was on the wrong side of the gulf. There are two sides. He looked across the gulf, and he saw the beggar Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, all living to Jesus. And Jesus in John 8 said that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. In other words, Abraham was alive to see Jesus born. So let's not be too sad, because Israel has now returned to Abraham, Isaac, and his beloved wife, Rachel. And we will see them again, and they are there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Next week, Amen. Hopefully, we will complete this great book of Genesis. I hope you are blessed.
Yes, very Amen. Much.
It's time now for Mystery Moment, questions and answers to help you understand the mystery of God. Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, hard-working fellow laborer, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm very good, Miss Sherry. I'm very good. Now we know who we are, right?
Yes, now you know who you are. Amen. Define yourself.
Amen. Okay, our question today. Who is playing the piano at the end of your radio show?
It is I am playing the piano. That is the last portion of Thee, Our Father. For thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power, and for thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. I deliberately chose that portion to play because that's what I wanted. Everything on that radio program, I wanted all to be for God's glory, for his kingdom, forever and ever.
Amen.
Well, David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
The coming day of judgment. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Malachi 3.
Thank you so much, Malika. That is so great, Scott. Thank you very much. In a moment, I'm going to pray for those of you who are sick, or maybe if you have sick loved ones, bring them around the internet or your smartphone or your radio, wherever you are. But first of all, let me pray for your salvation. If you're not saved, pray this with me, mean it, and God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess that I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess that I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To enlarge the church of Jesus Christ.
To enlarge the church of Jesus Christ.
On earth as it is in heaven.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, you might like to tell me. My announcer will give you my telephone number in a little while. Call and leave that message on my voicemail. Speak clearly, and I will pray for you. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask now, O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. I speak in Jesus' name to any kind of growth on anyone's body, anywhere in your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that is blocking perfect circulation. Whether it's a brain tumor, a blood clot, a goiter, hernias, dissipate, disintegrate, be gone. And let the reparation begin. Let the skin become as fresh as that of a child. Just let there be reparation, regeneration, renewal, healing in Jesus' mighty name. that there be nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing there that's not supposed to be. Everything back in divine order. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for those of you who were healed, if a hernia left you, if a brain tumor left you, a blood clot, let me know, and I will just give God the glory. So God bless you. Now, nothing is given to you to keep. All of these beautiful jewels you get here, you just don't get this everywhere. It's almost like a hidden secret. Go and tell. Jesus' name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. And Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." I want to give a special shout of thanksgiving to my twin friend Scott Merson and his beautiful family, Angela, Max, and Olivia. I thank you for all you do for the body of Christ. Okay? Now, this is Sherry Medlock, your host. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know, I can't wait till next time until you and I get together again as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Go to sleep, my son. This manger for your bed. You have a long road before you. Rest your little head. Can you feel the does the Father guard your heart for now so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait. For one more moment, go and sleep in peace. I believe the glory of heaven is lying in my arms tonight. But Lord, I ask that He, for just this moment, simply be my child. Go to sleep, my son, and baby, close your eyes. Soon enough, you'll save the day, but for now, dear child of mine.
You have given us a new name, the sons and daughters of your righteousness, and you have taken all of our shame and given us the gift of holiness. Lord, we're crying out for soul that shall not fail. Jesus, we believe your truth shines. Yes, in the darkest night you shall prevail. Lord, we're crying.
With us,
our Lord,
Amen. Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.